This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouTheManNowDog. Thanks so much and have a great day.
Welcome. My name is Mark, and I'll be the death doula running this class today.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm sure you all know, since you're here, but kind of the way this works is we always have a doula to help bring us into this world, but we have such challenging relationships with the idea of death. Mm-hmm. I help come to terms with the idea if you or a loved one is facing something like that.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
A thing I like to get out of the way right at the beginning is, yes, I am a man. A lot of people expect their doula to be female, mm-hmm. but don't worry. I got you. All right?
Mm-hmm. I'm not worried at all. Thanks, Mark.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, so, thank you, Mark. Great. It's actually making me feel more comfortable.
Oh, okay.
When you tell me you get me, I feel very safe, and thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I got you. You're welcome to each of you. So,
thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
And you as well. Yeah, no problem. Very, very gracious.
Hey, Mark, I have a question.
Yes.
So this is not exactly death doula related, but I am a single mother and my son is going through puberty. So what's the best way that I can help him with that?
Well, Mark? Life is full of little deaths in a sense.
Whoa, Mark.
And it does seem like, thank you for your appreciation for that statement. I, of course, don't, you know, this is a, I am aware, an expensive class and a short one, so I don't want to waste anyone's
That's
time.
That's true, Mark.
That is true, Mark. Thank you for saying
that. A one-day workshop.
The permanent rate is very high. Yeah. Thank you, Mark.
I don't want to waste anyone's time by addressing an issue that's not directly dealing with our death issues, but since you brought
it up. Well, he is going to die one day.
That's good for you to be aware of.
Thank you.
Hopefully
thank
not
you,
of
Mark.
Puberty.
So what, I guess, yes, puberty. Very interesting.
As a man in the class, I'm sorry. I don't
know.
Thank
you. Yes.
Thank you. I did almost die of puberty. That's how it felt. Not physically, but
sure.
A version of myself.
So maybe I should be asking you, thank you, Mark, but maybe I should be asking you what my son should do.
Well, I think he has, one of the first things I would say is he's got to start wearing deodorant early.
Oh, shoot.
Push him towards deodorant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
It's going to seem like judgment, but it's going to save him a lot of embarrassment.
Okay, great. Mm.
Great. Just going forward, nobody else kind of do the doula thing here just for...
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I'm sorry.
It's just kind of like... it's like the army. You wouldn't want someone else to be your staff sergeant all of a sudden.
Yes.
Ladies, I know I am a man, but I am not a doula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying
that.
Thank
you for saying
that. And thank you, Mark, for highlighting that.
That was a great, the deodorant is a great, you know, masking tape on some of the issues with puberty. Mm-hmm. But what we're actually
doing. Holds it together?
Well, masking tape wasn't exactly the right word, but I couldn't think of it. And I didn't want to take a long pause.
Thank you for admitting that, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
You're very welcome. I how about this going forward? I assume that you are thankful for everything I'm doing here.
Oh,
thanks, Mark.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
I'm glad you feel appreciated.
That's really sweet to hear.
Maybe right now we could all do one big thank you to everyone for being here and then never thank anyone again for the rest of the class.
Okay.
Would that be...
Wow.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. It would.
That sounds lovely.
All right. So, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark, especially.
And to you all. Great.
And thank you guys for being here and allowing me to... both witness and be witness.
Yes, and I want to say thank you for your service. I noticed you're wearing your fatigues.
Maybe that's why I thought of the staff sergeant drill.
Yeah, I was going to say. Just
are you?
You must have come straight from work.
Yeah, I just got back from my deployment, and I just want to say that when I was serving, I felt so grateful just to know that I had this death doula program to come back to.
And what was your name again?
Birth.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Birth.
Isn't that fascinating?
Thank you, Birth.
Yeah. Obviously short for Bertha, but I do go by Birth.
Thank you, Birth.
Yeah.
Well, I am sure that you had a lot of confrontations with the idea of death and mortality, and I'm sure you'll have a lot to discuss with that. I do want to just get to, really quickly, the puberty thing.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Your son is dealing with the kind of the death of his childhood and the birth of a new period of his life. And so one thing that you could have him do is together imagine maybe having even a funeral for the childhood version of your son. But also a celebration afterwards for the new era of his life.
Oh, thank you, Mark. That is such helpful. A nice idea.
You should bury your son.
I was going to say.
A 13-year-old funeral. Yeah. That's genius.
And he likes dirt. You know, he's into the creepy crawlers, so.
And if you wanted anyone to do at your son's live burial a proper
21
gun salute, just know that I am.
I would love that.
I could come.
Thank you, Birth. Yeah, I would love that.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Stink.
Thank you, Stink.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stink.
And short for Bertha, of course.
Oh, yeah. It's like Dick and Richard, where it's like, I guess I get it, but not really.
Thank you, Mark. Exactly.
Mark.
You're welcome. No more.
What
Thank
did you.
You
really want to lead with today? I feel like we've been so eager to be
doed.
That we haven't really let you lead, and I apologize.
No, thank you.
But also thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Once you say goodbye to thank yous, it's almost hard to you realize how much you
it
say
really
it
comes,
in conversation.
The knock comes louder, actually.
Yes, that's well said, Birth.
Thank you.
Well, what I'd like to do here is I think we've gone up on time a little bit, but I wanted to get to know what everyone's current relationship is with death and maybe what you are all facing. I, of course, have your note cards here so I can share on your behalf, but I want to give you all the opportunity to let you share, and then we can talk about how that's going
to
feel.
Sure, no thanks. I'd like for you to share mine.
Okay, great. I can start with you. And you didn't write your kind of nicknames on here. I just have two Berthas. So which one is Bertha... Bertha Anderson.
What's the first sentence?
My name is Bertha Anderson.
Oh, that's me.
Okay, thank you, Stink.
You're welcome.
scene.
No, keep going.
I could have done mono scene
in it. We can cut the edit. We can just keep going.
Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I'm one of your hosts with The Mediumist. I'm here with my good friend Dan Lippert, who just took a sip of coffee. Is he ready to say hi?
I've swallowed.
Yes, very good. Welcome,
yes,
Dan.
Yes, thank Hello, you, Mark.
Thank you,
and
Mark.
Welcome our wonderful guests, who you've already heard, Maggie Widows.
Hi.
Hello. How are you today?
Really good. Having a nice time already.
Me
you know?
Too. Me yeah. too. And Caroline Cotter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
And how are you today?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
Good.
Glug.
Glug. Glug. Glug.
Yes.
Everybody who's listening for a long time knows about the glugger fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the glugger fish and the bidet, because everyone comes here and that's the first thing everyone sees. So it comes up on the pod a lot.
Well, it feels like you're not to bring it back to our previous scene of birth and death, but you're really welcoming people with in a water feature mm. forward.
Oh, I am a water sign. Am yeah. I? What's Scorpio? It's a fire
That's
sign.
That's fire sign, yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about signs. Mm. I do love water, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys feel at home in water?
Oh,
I do.
Yeah.
Me too. Did you guys swim? Were you on like swim teams?
No, I can't swim. Way? I'm so bad at swimming.
Yeah.
I can tread water.
It
seems
water.
Like you would be a swimmer to me, because no. you're kind of an athlete, right? Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that one time, my sister tried to teach me, and I was saying before we started recording, my sister's like very, very nice, and she like takes a lot of shit from me. She tried to teach me how to swim, and I made her cry, so she stopped.
Oh, no.
And then like a week later, I had a test for becoming like a lifeguard. I was like 16, maybe. And
so sorry, you took that lifeguard test a week after you were learning how to swim?
This is...
And couldn't.
Look. Okay, I thought in my mind, I was like, I can figure it out, right? So the test, it was like five or six other people taking the test. And the first, they're like, okay, just get in the water, warm up. Just do like five laps back and forth. At the second lap, I was like, I'm so sorry, but I have to stop. And she's like, no one has ever quit this early into the test.
No.
She's like, this is not even the test. This is a warm up for the test.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to fight waves and be tired and then start saving someone.
Yeah. Yeah. So right. not a good swimmer.
Wow. It's so funny because swimming to me is almost like walking, where I can't imagine not knowing how to now that I know how. You know, I can't imagine like learning it and not getting it, but I know there was a time. Did you not? You're like, you weren't in classes as a kid.
I can swim. Like, sure. I can swim and tread water and stuff, but I just can't do it correctly. Mm-hmm. Like, the way I do it, it just takes too much. It's inefficient and exhausting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to learn how to do it better, but I can't. I'm too frustrated.
I mean, it isn't natural. Everyone has to be taught as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not super natural.
Mm-hmm. But you know what super is now a practice that these parents are doing?
Toss them in.
Yeah.
Toss them in.
Like so 6 month old babies.
Because it is natural.
Right.
To a certain extent.
Yes.
Our ability to exist in water is how we exist in womb.
In womb.
Oh.
So
slightly different. You're hooked up
and
to
I was
tube
doing
that
the
breathing
fucking
for you.
Fly 90 fly in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Your mom had the most difficult, painful pregnancy.
I tore that shit up.
Cannonball.
Yeah.
You penciled out, right? That's how you were born. You feet nurses, no problem today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All her sonograms were of me, my wingspan.
Yeah.
I was just like a Michael Jordan.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you felt when the teacher told you, or the proctor told you that it was the earliest anyone, or like even the feeling of asking to give up?
I think that I felt awful. And then I was confused because she was confused that I was, you know what I mean? She like she didn't understand that I couldn't do it. I don't usually like give up on things. And I think I just was like, I literally can't do this. I felt so bad. I'm sure I was like crying. And then I think my sister came to pick me up from the place and I was like, I couldn't fucking do it. And it's all your fault.
Ugh.
Like, it's like, I'm the problem. I'm so mean to my sister and she's nothing but like nice to me and kind.
I get it.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody and they were talking about they worked for a aptitude company that would like do like give all these like tests and like personality aptitude and then would like tell you what kind of field you'd be good in. But he was saying that the like a huge marker for success, which everybody may know and I probably did, but like don't think about it, is basically your how you react when you're in the middle of a difficult task and there's more to go. Yeah. Like, are you someone who's like 20 more miles in this marathon, or are you like one more mile, then another mile, then another
resilience.
Mile? Resilience. And like how much that is a marker of life success. Mm. And I am I'm tired. Oh no, I'm just going to get more tired. Fuck, it's going to be exhausting. Yeah. And I'll quit so quickly, easily. Mm-hmm.
I think that's a tough thing for a lot of smart people because you're smart and you like excel easily. And then when you don't, it's really stressful. Mm. It's like, that's how I feel at least a little bit when I'm like, things kind of come easily to me except for the things that don't. And then I just never try them.
Mm. Yeah.
And then it's like,
I can get really good at the things I'm already good at.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I can't improve at something I'm bad
Interesting.
At.
Right.
It's the perfectionist mindset thing of like, oh, well, if I'm not going to be an expert at it, why am I going
to
do it?
I already have to be fully realized.
Yeah.
I can't just get better.
Mm. I'll tell you who's really, well, like we were just saying, who's very good at it is my friend Caroline here.
And now what's... Who's she?
Because, and well, first of all, she's a bitch and a slut.
okay, wait, that's sounding familiar. I think I know
maybe you know her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And because Caroline does a lot of she's really good at activities, but also like the thing of like that it's practice rather than. The final result of like Caroline is a really good. She picked up years ago, re-picked up ice skating, and recently I started going with her because I skated as a kid, and I was like, oh, this is great because it's like good for the brain to be doing something, knowing that I don't need to be good at ice skating, but I'm just out here. Practice it
and then you can actually have fun with it.
There's no actual end goal.
Totally. And it like helps you create that in other parts of your life too, I think, is just to have things that don't matter. The end goal does not matter.
Yeah. Entering into more of a growth mindset. Mm.
I'm about that growth mindset.
You have to be.
Yeah, I'm full growth mindset. I listen to Andrew Huberman 24/7. Yeah. I'm waking up at 3 a.m. taking cold showers.
Let's go.
You came over, I would say, exhausted, wet, and tired, and chilly. Yeah.
Gasping for breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we have done let's not pretend you and I haven't together done a cold plunge.
Mm. Well, that is the first thing I was going to say is that Maggie around water, I thought I liked water. But Maggie around water is like, she's like a different, she becomes like a dolphin. You know what I mean? She's a freak for it.
I love bodies. I love jumping into bodies of water. Like if it's the best. Where like if there is a river, a lake, anything nearby, it's
you
like,
must.
I don't even need to spend like the day there, but I have to get inside the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I didn't know that wasn't how everyone else felt until recently.
I think that's a good quality.
Yeah, I think so.
A wet girl.
And that's why I'm a wet girl.
Wet girl.
A bitch and a slut and a wet girl.
Yeah. This is a story about a bitch and a slut and a wet girl.
And there's only two people.
She's so lucky. Did you grow up near water?
I grew up in LA, so yes. But I honestly think I went to a summer camp that was on a lake, and that was
so jealous of that.
It was
what about lake life?
Yeah.
Some and how old were you in this thing?
I mean, I went for like 10 years, starting when I was like 9.
That's so cool.
Into being a counselor and like, and it wasn't like a super nice lake. It was like pretty small, but it was like
what?
It was wet, but first and foremost, it was wet.
Oh, Camp Wet Girl.
Yeah. That's where I got the nickname. And I met my fellow wet girls.
Everybody at the camp got the same nickname, but
so it was like, and you were required to take a swimming class.
Mm-hmm.
So like I had to be good. At a certain age, you have to go through junior lifeguard training.
Damn.
All right, who... Camp Hunk? Were there hunks there? Or who was the camp, like, who were you scared of? Who did you want to be friends with?
Okay, so it was an all-girls camp, but we had a brother camp. And
the dry camp.
Camp Pinnacle. And they were dry as a bone.
Dry boys.
Not allowed. They were just, they were.
Sounds like they fit together.
And want to know something fun in terms of giving you the aesthetic of things. My camp was in the Blue Ridge Mountains in North Carolina, and the movie Heavyweights was filmed at both our camp and the boys' camp.
Wow.
Heavyweights was like my favorite thing as a kid, my dream. That and Camp Nowhere.
Oh,
I feel like they were
so
the same
good.
Era, and it was just like kids at camp. It really struck a chord.
Yeah, it was.
Were you there when they were shooting it?
No.
No.
No, no. But in our gym, there was like a painting of a girl canoeing. And soaked. You can see, and she's just like dripping wet, and she's wetter than the lake.
And was it wet to the touch?
Yes. Okay, they added a water feature above it. So it looked
like
a water painting. Exactly.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. But you could tell underneath her t-shirt, like it was painted over whatever the camp in Heavyweights was, like the symbol for the camp is underneath, like the paint is thin and you can see it underneath.
Right. Camp Perkis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it became
Camp Huberman.
It became Perkis. But...
Yeah.
I love that. I want to go to camp still.
Me too.
Like, wouldn't it be, there must be like adult camps like that.
There are, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go to that.
They feel very, I mean, just naming someone who's not here, but they feel very gilly.
Uh-huh.
An adult camp, like a fun place where adults just go play.
Right. Yeah, maybe now socially I wouldn't enjoy it. Like meeting a bunch of strangers at camp kind of sounds like my nightmare.
Yeah.
But the activities,
it's the activities
I would really like.
If you could go with friends, that would be fun.
We had a friend who had their wedding at a summer camp, and
that's where Maggie, I learned about her water kind of feature.
Yeah, every morning I'm saying, we're getting in the water. Mm-hmm. Who's going with me?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
First thing, boom.
We had at Devin and Victoria's wedding, that it was up in like Arrowhead, and there was a hot tub that didn't get heated one night, and we still were all like, and it was like raining, and we're like, we're getting in the hot tub.
Yeah,
and we'll just run in circles to warm our bodies up and hope it heats up, because you have to get in the water.
Yeah, you got it.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. You really do.
All right, everybody, so... welcome to Camp Wet. This is a camp for, you know, various kids who either love water or who are maybe scared and haven't had a chance to do it. And so it's just
a great way
to integrate everybody here for all the activities.
Yeah. I can't wait. Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited
excited to be here.
I think I know who the people are who love water then. Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible to get a dry toilet?
Oh, what do you mean a dry toilet? Well, because we have to flush the water. What happened?
I'm really small, so I don't know if anybody here knows. I'm really small. I'm really narrow, so it's happened a couple times at home where I accidentally fall into the toilet bowl. And I just don't like water at all. So I'm hoping if we could get like a dry toilet or something.
Oh, careful! You're crying.
Oh, someone say something that's going to change my emotion.
Somebody stop me.
That was so funny,
Mr. Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Dave.
Welcome. Well, look, I'm hoping to show you that actually, I know that the water is what's scary when you fall into the toilet, but the water is not what you should be scared of.
What?
There's greater fears for you.
Like what?
Robbers, killers.
Thieves, murderers.
Thank you. I think you censored something that I don't think anyone else wanted to talk about here. So just picture the worst thing even.
Yeah.
Look, I know I get you're too small for the toilet and you fall in sometimes.
Uh-huh.
But the real issue isn't the water there. It's the toilet seat being too big and wide.
And wet. A lot of people are taking poops having just gone in the water and the seats are wet. So you could slip in.
I slipped in,
We should talk about that, actually. So before we even get to the fun, there are some wet ground rules. And the first one is, even if you've toweled off after the water, when you sit on the toilet, your swimsuit was still wet, so your buttocks and your upper thighs and all of that will be wet. So make sure to pants down, dry off, then sit on the toilet.
I know. I just like the water so much. I don't want to get it off my body.
No, but remember, right after you use the toilet, you'll get to go right. First, you get to wash your hands with the water, and then you get to go right back
question,
in.
Question. Since it's water camp, can we go number two in the shower while it's running?
Ooh, aquadump. Yeah,
yes, please.
It's an interesting question. I'm so glad you asked, because the answer is no. So I'm glad we have it out
interesting.
There.
Interesting.
And I'm also so curious what the connection is of, since it's a water camp, can we go number two in the shower?
Well, I came here hoping that I wouldn't be dry all summer. I'm in the lake. I'm in the canoe. I'm in the shower taking number two. I really want to do it.
I love it. That was almost a song. You should think about that.
I went to rhyme camp last year.
Oh.
Boring, actually. Boring.
Yeah, really? Dry as hell,
dry
bet,
as
too.
Hell, yes.
Yeah.
Didn't even have the camp name rhyme. But you cannot poop in the shower. But don't worry. You will have to, once you dry off to go to the bathroom, which seems to be an issue for everybody, we get to get wet right again. We have water beds here.
Yes!
And, you know, every morning we start the morning, we wake you up by dumping water on your faces.
Oh, baby.
So it's something really exciting here at Camp Wet, in my opinion.
Can I go home?
Well, the reason you're here is because we're trying to integrate the water into your life. So if you're still not liking it after a few days, you can. But let's just start today with some very basic Camp Wet stuff.
Okay.
And we'll see how that feels. Mm-hmm. All right?
I've been in water a lot. If you ever need help, let me know.
Okay, thanks.
No That's problem. Great. We'll actually have a buddy system here.
Okay.
So we're partnering people who have been in water a lot with people who are scared of water, and you can learn to empathize with each other. So I need you to remember as a buddy that this is not very easy for your buddy there. Mm-hmm. So don't expect them to want to be in the water just as much as you do.
Am
right
I
away.
Supposed to poop in the shower now?
That's empathy.
I'm just really kind of pissed off now.
Oh, Mr. Dave.
I'm sorry.
Mr. Dave.
I've never had to deal with this pooping in the shower thing. It is so unsanitary. I don't know where the question came from. I feel like you're becoming a bit of a bad apple with this stuff.
We're going to shove it down the drain.
No.
My parents said there aren't any bad apples, just bad people.
Or and worms in apples. The apple's good. It's that it has a worm.
Yeah, but my mom said that there's no bad worms, only bad people.
Your mom's crazy.
Hey, she is. She is.
I'm sorry.
It's not
I'm
fair
sorry.
That he said that about my crazy freaking mom.
All right, we can't Splash. Use words so loud. All right, yes. Let's do a water reset. A water reset.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's so fast.
I wish we didn't have this meeting on an island.
Well, it's the only way to get back to the camp after the meeting.
No.
We can canoe in.
I did. I will say, even though I love water and I obviously love wet camp, I didn't like when you guys drugged us and blindfolded us and then took us to this island, because how did we get here?
I understand that. And that's something we shouldn't even tell our parents about.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Dave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Thank you.
Even if I tell my mom anything, it doesn't matter because she's freaking crazy.
Sure. And we're sorry to hear that, but we are happy that you're here.
She's seriously mentally ill.
I'm really not trained to deal with this type of conversation.
They say it's going to start showing in me any day now.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow. That must be very challenging to see in the future and deal with in the moment when you've already got to deal with the fact that you fall into toilets also.
Huh?
Mr. Dave, when did you learn to swim? Mm.
I love that question. I grew up on a lake called Lake Powell on the Arizona-Utah border. And so we would go swimming all the time. My parents threw me into the water as a kid, and I just took to it very naturally.
Yeah, it's the most natural thing in the world.
That's very true. Thank you very much. And so I love
You're
swimming.
You're welcome, Mr. Dave.
But I have a brother who drowned.
That's sad.
Mr. I Dave.
Agree.
You kind of
Mr. Dave, why'd
like
you
a
do
joke.
With, yeah, yeah, with that voice?
Well, no, just because, you know, it's not great news, and I wanted you to know that I am
I feel like
sad
you've
about
become
it.
A lot more sort of cartoonish yeah. in your behavior since
so
you started talking about
it. Stop
your...
observing me when I'm dealing with how to talk about trauma.
Oh, my God. You work here because you've never been able to put it down that maybe it was your fault, and now you're trying to make everybody safe in water.
Oh, my.
One other thing we have here is a dunk tank.
So fun.
But this time the thrower and the dunker get dunked, so everyone gets to be in the water.
Oh, that's perfect. Can I put this one in the tank?
No.
Please.
No.
Please,
I'm so scared.
Quit being such a dry blanket.
See. Folks, thank you for listening to another episode of the Man Dog Pod. Mm-hmm. We had, I'll say, the time of our lives.
What a gas.
Yeah.
Parentheses, good riddance. Thank you so much to our guest, Maggie Widows. Where can people find you? What would you like to plug?
People can find me on Instagram at mwids, M-W-I-D-S. And,
what a great handle, by the way.
Yeah.
It's short. It's simple.
Thank you. I know. I wasn't able to get it on everything, but early adopter. And Caroline and I have two podcasts, actually. Mm-hmm. One with our friend James Dwyer, and that is called Stinkers, and it's very fun, and that's been long running. And we have a new podcast called Softcore, which, speaking about bringing sexuality to improv, it is talking about horny and desire and feelings, and it's fun and weird.
It's great. And it's like a YouTube podcast. Yeah, you guys have video on everything.
You got to get visuals on there.
Yeah.
How many of you guys know?
I've seen it. It's a fantastic show. Ooh. I love that you guys wear like a silk robe.
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to bring back like weird 70s swinger vibes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's working for sure. Yep. Yeah. I buy it. Yeah.
Softcore and stinkers.
Yeah.
And Caroline, is there anything else you'd like to plug, or where else can people find
you? Well, they can find me at Cotter Poop on Instagram, and I just want to issue kind of a public apology.
Fantastic screen name, by the way. I have to say, fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
that was kind of short, concise. Yeah.
Memorable, especially in the world we live in, where I know people first by their handle.
Like, Cotter Poop. Yeah, Cotter Poop. Yeah. But anyway. I guess I should be called Cotter Piss after today. I'll just say I couldn't hold it in. I drank so many liquids.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But the beautiful toilet experience. So thank you both for that.
On behalf of Dan's toilet, you're welcome.
Mm.
And on behalf of me and my toilet, you're welcome. Thank you for enjoying yourself. And we always like to thank Annie Wu for our logo, Casey Trailer for our theme song, and Trenton Oliver for our editing and production help. Brian, is there anything we need to plug in 2 days? Big Grandes at UCB, as we are every fourth Sunday. And anything else?
I think that's really it right now. Thanks to everybody who's listening. Thanks to all the patrons for supporting us. And tell a friend.
Thanks again, Caroline and Maggie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So fun. Bye. Thank you, Mark.
What's up, Man Dog Pod listeners? Thank you so much for tuning in to today's free episode. If you want to hear the full episode, it's available over on our Patreon, patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. We've got full episode audio and video for everything we've done, a huge archive of tons of fun stuff with all your favorite comedians. Check it out today. Once again, that's patreon.com/YouretheManNowDog. Thanks so much, and have a great day.